What's up, man? Alright guys, today's video is titled The Biggest Mistake I've Ever Done With My Ex That No Muslim Man Should Ever Do. Now, as you guys know, a couple of years ago, I was married to a hijabi. We were married for less than a month. We were actually physically together as a married couple for less than a month before I hopped on a plane, came back to America, and served the whole divorce papers. So, what is the mistake I did that no Muslim should ever do this mistake again? I did not have sex with her before we got married. Now, I know a lot of you puritanical Muslims out there, you Salafis out there, are gonna say zina, haram. Guys, you need to understand, man, marriage is fucking over. It's obsolete. It's a thing of the past. Guys, I was the first red pill Muslim guy on the internet, okay? I've been out there since fucking 2018. It's just that Susan deleted my channel when I was getting big. Then when I tried to come back on YouTube, she throttled down my channel to the point where I really wasn't getting anything. But nevertheless, guys, I'm the originator of the word hijabi. Okay, I knew these hoes were hoes before any of you ever did. You know, I tried to warn you, but again, Susan, she deleted my channel because she wants Muslim men to be blue-pilled. But now, a lot of you Muslim guys out there are beginning to wake up to the fact that your women are whores. However, to play it safe, a lot of Muslim guys out there, like Gabriel or Romani, to avoid getting demonetized or having their channels deleted, they don't go as far as me. Guys who are a little bit more edgy, like Abu American, for example, he hasn't gone as far as I have. And again, guys, I've known Muslim women were hoes long before I even knew what the red pill was. Like I said, man, I have a close family member. When he was living in Egypt, he exclusively fucked niqabis. You know, the woman who wear burqas, holier than thou, he exclusively fuck them hoes, man. So I knew from a very, very, very long time ago, man, Muslim women are the biggest hoes on the face of the planet, okay? So Abu American, he did a video the other day saying that women are gonna waste your time. And of course, he is 100% right. Women, especially Muslim women, they're going to waste your time. Because like Rollo Tomasi said, man, religion is a beta male farm, okay? These hijabis, they know that before they marry you, they can waste your time. You take them out, you pay for dinner, you become their ATM, attention, time, and money, like Red Pill Married on MGTOW TV says. Now, I just came out of a Muslim restaurant. Now, if any of you guys live in South Florida, this is a very, very popular Palestinian/Syrian restaurant in, in the Fort Lauderdale area. I'm not gonna give you the name of it, but if you have been in the Lauderdale area and you've been to Arab restaurants before, this is probably one of the most popular ones, man. So I was at that restaurant. We've been going to that restaurant for, you know, a long time. Whenever we're in the Lauderdale area, we tend to go over there. They have really, really good food and the prices are decent. Anyway, guys, so I was at that restaurant today and I saw a young Muslim couple. They're not yet married, but the girl was totally wasting the guy's time, okay? Now, here's something you Muslim guys out there need to understand, okay? And you don't even have to be Muslim, okay? Like calling all stations on MGTOW TV said, okay? if you are sub 8, the girl is gonna waste your time. Women don't waste the time of guys who are 8s and above. Now let's keep shit 100%. The vast majority of you Muslim guys out there, you're sub 7. You're not even just sub 8, you're sub 7 when it comes to looks. Now, don't get it twisted. Muslim women are not exactly the world's most beautiful woman. However, if she's a 4, she thinks that she's a 9. So even though you're Muslim hijab, you could be a 4. In her brains, she is a 9, okay? So even though the girl might be out to the guy who's her looks match or a little bit above her, in her brain, she's worthy of Chad, okay? So what these women do is that they have you take them out to dinner, to the movie, you give them attention. And you Muslim guys out there, you have to be wary of unattractive women, okay? You see, beautiful women, women who are like dime pieces, women who are 8s, 9s, and 10s, they don't have time for you. They don't have time for Mr. Average looking dude. These hijabis who are dime pieces, they're getting flown to Dubai, they're getting fucked for money. They simply do not have time for going out with Mr. Average dude, making average salary, taking her to an average restaurant in an average car, okay? Any woman out there who's a dime piece, okay, and she has something called the internet and a smartphone, she's getting flown to Dubai, she's riding first class, she's going on a private yacht, she simply doesn't have time for you. Even if she's gonna waste your time and get a free meal out of it, she simply has better things to do than be with you, Mr. Average, okay? It's the 49ers. It's a woman who are a 4 but think they're a 9, okay? Those women will waste your time up and down, side to side, all day, every day. You to them are nothing but a placeholder until the bigger, better deal comes along. Now, Abu American, he did a video the other day where he said, hey guys, to avoid having a woman waste your time like this, just tell her, hey, let's get married. Let me talk to your wali. Let me talk to the man in charge of you so I can marry you. Now guys, I actually did that with the hijabi of an ex, and I am telling you guys out there, all you Muslim guys out there listening to this, don't marry a Muslim woman. And for the love of God, do not marry a Muslim woman by you propositioning her, okay? When you proposition a Muslim woman for marriage, look man, I'm Amr Mitwali. I ain't got time to be dicked around with. I ain't got time to be your personal ATM. I'd rather be out and about making money and not fucking wasting 5-6 hours at a fucking restaurant bullshitting with you, okay? So when you proposition a woman for marriage, okay, she's gonna think two things right off the bat. Number one, she's gonna think to herself, this guy wants me more than I want him. And secondly, she knows that you're a good Muslim boy, and because of that, she's gonna use religion against you, okay? She's gonna shame you and guilt you with religion. This is what I want a lot of Muslim guys out there to understand, man. Your Muslim woman, they hate Allah, they hate Muhammad, and most importantly, they hate you. So these Muslim women, when they find that you're a good Muslim boy, they're gonna fucking punish you. This is what you guys need to understand, man. Women are property of Satan. There is nothing more women love to do than get drunk, gamble, and sleep with random men. Let me say that one more time, okay, guys? There's nothing more women love to do than get drunk, gamble, and get fucked by random men. Obviously, all I said is haram, it's immoral, but what did the Prophet Muhammad say, man? Women are inherently immoral and intellectually deficient, okay? So women, they will crave what is haram. Women want what is haram. When a woman has it good, she will go out and seek what is haram. If we go back to the story of Eve, Adam and Eve, Eve had it good in heaven. A lot of people out there, they say, oh, Satan deceived her. No. Satan did not deceive Eve. Eve went along with Satan because she wanted that evil. She wanted what is haram. Women love what's haram, okay? Throughout human history, the reason why women didn't do what's haram is because they were limited in option, and at the same time, the consequences would have been pretty much death if she was your typical female like we have today. You guys out there, y'all need to understand, man. Up until 100 years ago, the average person only knew no more than 200 people in their life. You had access to 200 people in your life up until 100 years ago. Today, a woman can have 2,000 guys just on her Tinder alone. Listen, guys, a woman today, she doesn't even have to pay for anything. You know, if a woman is smart, and they do that, by the way, okay, the modern female today, guys, she can go on a date, on a Tinder date, every fucking day of the year, and some simp will pay for her food. Some simp is gonna pay her rent. Some simp is gonna buy her something, okay? So you guys need to understand, women have it so good that there's really no need for them to have a man. Even if the guy was A1, 10 out of 10, Tom Brady is getting divorced. His wife is divorcing him. Listen, guys, Tom Brady is arguably the best quarterback in history. He's fucking 6'4", blue eye, blonde, white, top of the line, yet he's being divorced by his wife. Sylvester Stallone, same thing. He's getting divorced by his wife. Why? They have it so good. Eventually, they're gonna get bored and they want dick and attention. Guys, you need to understand, man. When a woman wants to leave a good marriage, it's because of dick and attention. That's all there is to it, guys, okay? If a woman wants to leave a good marriage, she wants dick and attention. That's it. You know, a lot of women lie and say, oh, the guy, he didn't give me attention. He was not there for me. No. Eventually, guys, every woman on the face of the planet who actually has options, eventually, she's gonna get bored and she'll want dick and attention. She can be 40, 50, heck, she can even be fucking 60 some years old and she'll still want dick and attention. Women love what's haram. Get that through your mind, okay? The only woman out there who will stay in a good relationship are sub 3 women, okay? The women who are so ugly that not even a dog would want to do anything with them, those are going to be the only woman out there who will indeed stay in a relationship, okay? Now, I don't know about you guys, but I, Amar Metwali, personally, okay, I don't want more Yogi Obes in this world, okay? I'm not gonna get with a homely woman because, yeah, she's not gonna leave me, okay? Fuck that shit. Guys, I want hot woman. You know, there are guys out there who like to collect cars, right? Today I'm gonna take the Lambo, tomorrow I'm gonna take the Maserati, the next day I'm gonna roll in the Rolls Royce. I, Amar Metwali, wanna collect pussy, okay? Today I'm gonna take the blonde, tomorrow I'm gonna fuck the brunette, the day after that I'm gonna clap the cheeks of an Asian girl, okay? I want hot, good pussy. Now let me tell you something, okay? All these married men that I saw at the restaurant, okay? All these married Muslim men I saw at the restaurant a couple of minutes ago, they were all overweight. Guys, if you are an overweight dude and you're married, that's all we need to know, that you are in a sexless marriage. Let me say that one more time. If you are overweight and you're married, that's all we need to know, that you are in a sexless marriage, okay? A guy who's getting pussy, good pussy, he's not gonna be fucking fat. Let me tell you something, okay? When I was in San Cristobal a couple of weeks ago, guys, I was fucking my San Cristobal girl. Her legs were above my shoulder, and I was railing her Yogi Obes mom style, and I was looking at myself in the mirror while I was fucking her, and I'm like, damn, I look good, okay? So how can you have good sex if you got a fucking gut hanging over your cock, okay? This is what I want every guy out there to understand, man. If you just want a woman in your life because you need female validation, okay, marry that sub-3 woman, okay? Listen, man, we need slaves. I have no problem with guys who marry homely women. I have no problem with that because, again, what's the old saying? Too many chiefs and no Indian, no work gets done. So, yes, we need slaves. It's okay to marry an ugly woman. Guys, I've said this in my past videos and I'm gonna say it again. The happiest people out there are subhumans, okay? That subhuman woman, she's not... See, the thing about subhumans is that there is no what if. That subhuman woman, guys, she's never ever going to say, well, if I had waited a little bit longer, I could have been with Chad. Nah, bitch, you so fucking ugly, not even a dog wants to look at you. And the subhuman male, he's not gonna say, well, if I walked around town grabbing my junk saying, yo, 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 homie, yo, I'm alpha, I could have gotten with Stacy. This is why you guys out there, if you watch subhumans, fat, ugly, short people, they're the happiest of all because they know that things just are not gonna get any better for them. Things simply cannot get any better for them. Now, the problem with people like that is that we have a lot of ugly people walking around this world. But that's okay. We can use these people as slaves. And that's what they did. You know, Pharaoh, back in the day, Pharaoh used ugly people as slaves. Ugly people are slaves. Guys, this channel is not for ugly people. Let me say this one more time. If you are Yogi Obes or Coach Bitchpill, get the fuck off of my channel, because this channel ain't for subhumans. So if you're on this channel, it's because you wanna fuck hot bitches. That's the only reason you'll come to my channel. Listen, guys, any guy can get a subhuman woman out there, okay? But again, I want dime pieces. I want mind-blowing sex. As some, look. My ex, the sex with my ex was lackluster. Let me tell you something, guys. I was fucking married to my ex. I just had sex with her, yet I had to masturbate because that's how horrible the sex was with her. Opposite that, the San Cristobal girl, dude, for weeks and weeks and weeks, you know, as you guys know, I've been out of San Cristobal since, you know, the end of July. It's already early September. God willing, I'll be going back there in a couple of weeks. But I'm telling you guys, the sex with that girl was so fucking good, I couldn't masturbate for like a whole fucking month. That's just how good the sex was with that San Cristobal girl. So, what you Muslim guys out there need to understand, even if you're not Muslim, this is very important for you guys out there to understand, okay? You're either alpha or beta, okay? There is no middle, okay? When I was in Egypt, I dressed nice, I owned a restaurant, and the girl thought to herself, hey, this is a beta male. So my ex, she thought she can play me. She thought she can be like, oh, you want sex? Fly me out first class to Dubai. You want a blowjob? Buy me a $5,000 Gucci handbag. She thought she can do that with me, Amr Mitwali, because she thought I was beta because I was dressed nice and I owned a restaurant, okay? Opposite of that, the San Cristobal girl, the girl who blows my mind out when it comes to sex, you guys know how I dress. I wear fucking tank tops, shirts, and now I'm actually wearing shoes. I stopped wearing flip-flops because I have a bunion. For those of you who don't know what a bunion is, that's where like your big toe kind of like goes in on an angle. So I've been wearing shoes recently, okay? Not to mention, as you guys know, I face maxed in Cancun before I went into San Cristobal. So I went into a bar, San Cristobal. My girl, she saw me. First thing out of her mouth was, you tall. She took the monster drink I was drinking, the energy drink. She took it from me, she drank it. And a couple of hours later, man, I took her home and I did things to that pussy that no other woman has ever had happen to her, okay? So why did this San Cristobal girl think I was alpha when the ex of a hojabi thought I was beta, okay? It all comes down to how a woman perceives you, okay? So in the Muslim community, when a woman knows you're a Muslim, automatically she says you're beta. That's all there is to it, guys. If a hojabi knows you're a Muslim, okay, you are beta. Let me say that one more time for the people who didn't get it the first couple of times. If you are a Muslim dude and you get to know a hijabi, you are beta. Period. Mic drop, okay? All of you Muslim guys out there, you Gabriel Romanis, you Abu Americans, you Mahdi al-Takyani or whatever his name is, Mahdi al-Takyani, if you are a Muslim, you are automatically a beta male, period. Unless, of course, the girl was so fucking fugly that not even a dog wanted her. But in that case, man, how are you gonna feel about yourself knowing that you're with a girl who is so ugly that no other guy wants her? How is that gonna make you feel? You know? Again, man, with me, Amar Metwali, I want hot woman. I wanna be fucking a bitch. Looking at myself in the mirror saying, yeah, 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 okay? You can't do that if you're married to fucking Shamu, like most Muslim men end up doing. That's fucking sad. So, the point that I wanted to get across to you Muslim guys out there, man, first of all, marriage is obsolete. Okay? The only way I, Amar Metwali, will ever get married again is if I'm desperate for citizenship in a different country. That's the only reason I'll ever get married again, is if it provides me a better life overseas. Granted, I have an Egyptian citizenship, but let's be 100% honest. That Egyptian citizenship ain't all that. So, marriage is off, guys. It's long dead and it ain't coming back, okay? That's what you guys gotta understand. Number two, man, don't ever spend money on a woman unless you fuck her. The moment a woman gets something from you without giving you the sex, you beta, period. So what you guys need to do is that you need to do what I did with my San Cristobal girl. Fuck her. Okay? You fuck her, and then you take her out. And then you might get her that little red dress she wanted. But that's only after you Nagasaki Hiroshima that pussy, okay? I've said this in my other videos, and I'm gonna say it again, and I'm gonna make a video about this, okay? You need to put woman on a reward point scheme, okay? If you give me X amount of sex, I take you out, okay? If you blow my mind in the bedroom, I'll buy you a little red dress or some dumb shit like that, okay, guys? Under no circumstance are you to give woman ATM, attention, time, and money, like Coach, like a Red Pill Married on MGTOW TV says. Don't ever give woman ATM unless she has earned it by giving you mind-blowing sex and probably gave you like half a dozen times of great, great sex, okay? So the point of this video for all of you guys out there, I don't care if you're Muslim or not, the point of this video is that marriage is obsolete. Long live the harem system, and never ever give woman anything until you got the good goods up front. All right, guys, that's my video. Like, share, comment, subscribe, and I'm gonna see you in the next one. Peace.